Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another episode of Album of the Week on That Sound Podcast. How are you this evening, Gavin?
I'm not so bad, Luke. How is yourself?
I'm not too bad on this very contrary evening. Contrary day.
It's like winter out there.
Aye.
I tell you what.
There's no heat going to Laos anyway.
There was hailstones the size of golf balls today. And it nearly fucking may.
It may. Doesn't look like there's any summer coming for us boys.
Farmers are crippled.
Oh, they'll be on. The country's on its hands and knees.
Hey. No farmers, no food.
No farmers, no food. I don't know what we're going to do.
Album of the week is...
Album of the week this week is... Cutthroat Culture by none other than... Words That Burn.
We had Jason on during the week. Our latest podcast that we dropped. Very good podcast. I listened back myself during the week. Very interesting. I feel like Jason opened up a lot. We really got to know him in that hour we chatted to him. But yeah, getting to the album. It's their album of the week. And we're going to skip through a couple of songs and give you our kind of taste on it, I think, Luke. Yeah,
that's exactly what we're going to do. We're going to chat about all things Cutthroat Culture from Words That Burn.
Mm.
We'll talk about the track list, talk about when it came out, how we enjoy it, what our favourite tracks are, and where we thought the influences might have came from, or what we think it stands up against.
First thing I want to start, and I wish I talked to Jason about, is the artwork.
The artwork is absolutely class. To me, it's reminiscent of Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, it definitely has that feel. It was done by Stephen Lindsay. I looked it up during the week. And the boys were that happy with it that they didn't want to put their name in front of it. Because they didn't want to ruin it.
Really?
Yeah.
So that's why there's no...
If you're not familiar with it, it's a kind of a black and white angel... with a big sword and like almost like a godlike figure with looks like they're at a concert or something, a load of hands reaching up to it, and the angel's kind of prodding them.
Maybe he's going to slaughter them all.
Yeah, or
bring
maybe
you
could maybe interpret it as something else, that it's, you know, maybe they're idolizing this angel, whatever way you kind of want to read into it. But I really do think it is a brilliant piece of artwork, and I do wish that I did mention it to Jason, because it was one of the first things that did pop to my mind. So yeah, fair play to Stephen Lindsay. I really enjoyed that artwork.
We'll definitely have to cop a copy of the vinyl so we can have it as a print in the studio here.
Definitely. Yeah, what did you listen to the album during the week? What do you think?
I listened to the album through and I really, really enjoyed it. In particular, The Cavalry Ain't Coming.
Yeah.
Has to be my favourite track musically. And not taken away from the other ones, but it definitely stands out for me.
Will we play a little bit of it?
Let's play a wee bit of it.
Skip it on a little bit. It's that synthesizer.
The double bass riff.
Yeah, I was actually reading the lyrics during the week and didn't really want to bring it up to Jason at the time, but like, obviously this album was written during a time of craziness and COVID.
Time of crisis, a time of despair.
Yeah. So it really comes through in them lyrics. Like, to me, obviously, without getting too political, but like, there's a lot of war and stuff at the minute, and we all know where it is happening and stuff and whatever side you look at or what, but like the lyrics that the cavalry ain't coming kind of represents kind of a lot of shit that's happening right now.
Yeah, for sure.
And in the past and stuff. So yeah, fair play to the boys for writing that. It's very well written, I think, and the producer as well, brilliant producer over in America, Josh Schroeder, who worked with a lot of big bands including Lorna Shore and many other bands. I think he did a really, really good job of producing this album.
He done an absolutely incredible job on the production. Like, for sure, it was just absolutely top-notch.
Like, production-wise, I did mention it to Jason. I thought it was really well done. And I think there was a lot of thought went into it, because I think nowadays that a lot more has gone into writing music too. You could almost say go back to like Queen and stuff like that, where you write songs that the crowd interacts with.
Yes.
You know, like the boom, boom, psh. I'm not saying that they do that, but like, there's a lot of anthem bits in these songs, I feel like, that the crowd can get involved and sing back. I just think it's a very well composed and produced album.
Very well written. It's very well thought out.
Very well thought out.
Another thing that we spoke about before with the track listing.
Mm.
I think that's another thing that was definitely thought about.
Opening with the Den of...
The Den of Lions is the opener.
Fuck me, that's powerful. Every song on this album, the breakdown, the drop, like, that bass, man, I'm telling you.
Just, yeah, the double kicks.
Yeah, yeah. The Den of Lions is powerful, powerful stuff. And just every drop just fires you up.
Tasty, tasty riffs.
Yeah, yeah. And then like Play God, another fantastic song. I think I'm torn between Play God and... Actually, I was listening to Sirens today. And it's a kind of a different taste to a lot of the songs on the album, I feel. It's a bit more...
It's a little more laid back.
A little bit more laid back.
It's but not as aggressive, maybe, as the rest. It's not as aggressive,
no. And as Jason said... There's a lot of different backgrounds of each artist in it that he explained that comes through each song, and definitely there's a different angle that comes through in that song. But what came to my mind today was towards the end of the song, there's another breakdown drop, and all I could think was Rammstein. It just sounds like a Rammstein drop. I don't know what it was about it. I don't even know what Rammstein song it was, but all I could think about was Rammstein and I fucking loved it.
It's like that heaviness.
Just that repetitive drop, and it just keeps repeating, and it keeps repeating, and I really, really liked it. And then, like, The Cavalry Incoming, yeah, it's a brilliant song. Like, they released that as a single. It's a really... And, again, one of the reasons why we started this podcast was to, you know, open new ears to music, and it's great that we have such a talent so close to us here. Like, you know, they're only over the road from us in Dundalk and Carrick. Like, this is another band that we should be proud of and get behind and encourage, because these boys need the support and the help from everyone to get progressed, to get to these bigger lineups, to get to these bigger shows. And I know they have a loyal fan base, but hopefully we might pick up a few listeners.
Yeah, hopefully might... some people will throw their ear on them, and anyone who's into that metalcore will really enjoy what they have to offer.
But it's not all like metalcore. Like you say, it's almost, some of it's kind of like, you know, it has that synthesizer. It has so many aspects on it. Some it's hard it to put a genre metal. On some it. Like, it's not...
Metal.
It's metal. It's, yeah, metal overall, but it's not... It's not death metal. It's not, you know, it's not hardcore. You know, it's definitely, if you're open to music, give it a lash. I don't think you'll be disappointed, to be honest.
And if you see them in a venue near you, definitely catch them.
They're playing in Galway coming up. They're playing with...
Yes, and Levain is supporting.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
So you've two kick-ass drummers from Ireland.
Mm.
Two really, really good Irish metal drummers in Jason Christie and Lachlan Hill, both on the one bill.
Yeah, should be a good night. Should be a good night.
If I wasn't gigging myself that night, I'd be tempted to go and see it.
Let's get into you, Lukey Luke.
It'll be nice that day.
Well, that is our album of the week. Give it a spin. Hope you like it. And yeah, next week we'll jump on another album and give a little brief history and a wee take, like what we like and what we don't like, or what we...
Please give us some suggestions on what albums that you might like to hear us discuss.
It doesn't all have to be metal. It can be whatever you want.
Recommend
open.
Whatever you want to hear, be it ABBA, be it Marty Mone, be it Prince, be it Slayer, be it Slipknot,
Declan Nairne.
We'll talk about it. Stop the world and let me out.
So, Luke, what's the crack? What are you up to the weekend?
I will be rehearsing.
Tell us
a few boys in Cavan. Well, the first man that we had on this podcast was Evan Walsh.
Yes.
And through the power of social media and all the rest, it just so happened to line up that Evan's new project, Savage Hearts, would need a hand with a guy stepping in to fill in on drums for a few gigs.
Yeah.
So he'd asked me nicely, and I decided that we'd meet up and have a crack and have a jam and play around. And we done that and had a great crack. The lads are absolute legends. Darren Muldoon on guitar and Eugenio Collins on saxophone and Terry Brady on the keys, Evan himself on the bass, and you couldn't find a more sound bunch of lads and really, really good musicians.
Well, yeah.
Lads who know their shit.
Yeah.
Like, I can't wait for everyone to hear what the lads have brought together because it's absolutely class and it's different. It's very different.
It's different to what you would normally kind of, not say be into, but have played. Or
yeah, it's the sort of thing that if you had said to me 5 years ago, you know, you'll play with a group like this and you'll be fit to bring your own style to the table, I would have said I don't think so. Like that doesn't happen. But that is the beauty of music, where there is nothing off limits.
Yeah, yeah. Like you said, the power of social media, like we had Evan here, he was mixing Jimmy Page, Jeff Beck, yeah. Like he's done it all. He wore a t-shirt and you went to the Olympia paid to see him, and now you're getting to play with him. Like, it's pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, it's a wee bit surreal.
Yeah,
it's very surreal altogether.
That
as you'd say, years ago when I was playing in my own band locally, playing with a good few friends, the band was called Black Tie Event, for any of you that remember it. Mainly playing covers, and we released an EP of originals and bits and pieces, and we would have supported Áine Cathal and Whelans, which was a great gig, and played a couple of original gigs. But like paying into the Olympia to watch Evan and seeing that's where I want to be.
Yeah.
And it's that weird sort of full circle moment.
Now you're up there with him.
Yeah, I guess in another way, which is very funny, to say at 16, you know, not even 10 years down the line, you'll be playing, I know it's not the Olympia.
No, but I mean, tell us where it is.
The gig on the 11th of May is in Sligo, and that will be an opener for a band that I should know the name, but I don't off the top of my head, for their album launch. And then the gig in June will be in Dolan's Warehouse in Limerick, supporting the Undertones.
Oh, baby.
The godfathers of punk music in Ireland. Teenage Kicks.
Fucking hell, man. That's unbelievable. Like, I know we said before we started, let's just see where this goes. And, like, it's opened a nice door for you already. See what happens. I know, you know, you have a couple of gigs with the boys, but like, it's great. It's like we said, it's the power of social media, and yeah, hopefully all goes well. Hopefully I'll catch that one. I might try to get to it. It's in Limerick, isn't it?
Yeah, that'd be great. There might be a space in the car.
We'll see.
You can be roadie for the night.
Roadie, yeah.
Can you walk a camera?
I can walk a bottle.
A few green bottles of Heineken.
Wait, the other one then is running somewhere else, is there?
In Derry at the Maritime Festival.
Cool.
So that's outdoor gig stage setup festival. I haven't been in Derry in years either, so I look forward to that. Yeah, I hear it's fabulous city.
If you're ever in Derry, one shout out is, it's a food truck, like a,
you were telling me about the Mexican food truck.
It's not really. They do tapas and they do like burgers and stuff. Like, it's like gourmet burgers. It's down on the water, not far from the Millennium Bridge. I'd say if you look it up, if you're ever in Derry, I'm telling you, check it out. I know I'm not even, I'll put the name in the comment when we drop it, but it's fucking deadly. I came across it by chance one day. It's savage.
Well, if you don't get to Limerick, you'll definitely have to come to Derry for the food.
Yes, we go to Derry. Derry's a great city.
Great spot.
Great city. Yeah. Like, people be like, oh, I'm not going, that shit's well over. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I haven't been in years, just out of, what should I say, chance of being elsewhere, but
yeah, no, it's a good
city. The opportunity's now presented itself, and I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, that's cool, man. Cool. And then we have a couple of gigs too we're going to.
We have a couple of gigs ourselves, which we'll keep under wraps for another while and talk about.
Yeah.
In some further podcasts.
Yep.
But we have That Sound Podcast are going to go international. We are going to go on tour.
Oh,
we're
yeah.
We're going to go global.
Yes, 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 yes. Mainland Europe.
Mainland Europe. We are bringing the podcast to mainland Europe.
So again, yeah, if you have any suggestions and stuff like that, album of the week, track of the week, anything you'd like to talk, any guests, again, we want to thank each and every one of you for listening, most of all, and we hope you're enjoying it. And get in touch with us. Don't be afraid. We don't bite.
We don't bite, yeah. We don't shout.
So this podcast is kind of be more or less a bit more like of a bonus type.
More laid back.
Yeah.
Just a crack of what we've been listening to for the week.
Yeah.
What our plans are.
So we hope that there's maybe two a week eventually, and we'll have this one to be more relaxed, and then the other one to be like a conversation interview style. So I think, are we going to do a quiz or something?
I'm going to do a bit of a quiz, and today I am going to be the quiz master.
Quiz master. I should have looked down there. I see you have the questions on the ground. I should have looked.
Now, settle down.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
We all love a quiz.
I have 10 questions for you today, Gavin. Most of them are music related and some are just general knowledge.
Oh, good.
The first one being about a band that we went to see last February.
Mm.
Where are Gojira from?
Well, France.
Do you know the town? Or area?
No, I'd be guessing. I don't know why something about Bordeaux is talking to me.
I think it's closer to Biarritz, but that's only from something that I saw on social media. But I believe it to be Andres. I've never heard of it myself.
How do you spell it?
O-N-D-R-E-S.
O-N-D?
Yeah.
Okay. No, I wouldn't know.
1-0 to Luke.
1-0 to Luke. Oh, yeah, are we going to do that other thing?
We should, will we? For the crack, keep score.
Yeah, we'll explain to the listeners what the crack is. No, with the every wrong answer.
Okay, yes. Yeah. So, for every wrong answer, the person being quizzed will donate €5
to a local
charity.
And we'll keep a total, and maybe on the season finale, we'll get a total, and we'll let you know where we're going to give it to whatever charity.
So I'm a fiver down already. You're a fiver down already.
You can't kill me with these questions.
Oh, I'll absolutely kill you.
Wait till you see next week, buddy.
£50 in the piggy bank. Cha-ching.
Right, go
in
on.
In the money. What brand are known for their famous Les Paul model guitar?
Gibson.
Cha-ching.
No money for the charity.
Question number 3. What NBA athlete earned more money selling shoes than he did in his playing career?
Michael Jordan.
Easy on you for
He's
that.
He's a prick.
Do you know him, do you?
I know his father. No, he is a prick.
How do you know?
Do you ever see him in public?
Yeah.
He's an arrogant prick.
I would be too if I done all that he done.
Nah, even his interview and all that, no. Prick.
He's never happy.
I mean, Scottie Pittman carried him.
He did not.
I know.
He did not. I can't give you that one.
I'm joking. I thought Scottie got a raw deal.
I liked in The Last Dance what Jerry Reinsdorf, the owner, where he said that he advised them they might have been taken.
They screwed them.
A contract that they shouldn't have taken. And he was like, if you sign the dotted line, I don't want to hear from you.
Mm. Anyway.
On to question number 4.
3. No, 4.
That was 3.
Sorry.
So you have a fiver in the pot.
Yeah.
Question number 4. What is the opening track on Metallica's And Justice for All?
Blacken, isn't it?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. I had a little bit of a head wobble there. I don't know why I was going, no, Justice is like second or third. I'm like, no, what is it?
Yeah, Justice is second.
Yeah.
Question number 5. What city did Prince hail from?
Well, it was Minneapolis. That's the state.
No. That's the city.
What's the state?
Minnesota.
Minneapolis, Minnesota. I thought Minneapolis was state.
No, no, is it right. Not the city?
Oklahoma, is it not?
No.
I'm going mad. I got it right, honey.
You've lost your marbles. Number six, you should get this one.
Right.
Dave Moore would appreciate this one.
Okay.
You and Dave, two big United fans.
Oh, yes.
Who is Man United's top goal scorer of all time?
Wazza. He just give the old scousers a wee dig down Wednesday night, and I did enjoy it. Whinging about 12:30 kickoff. Did sick in your hole. I'm delighted for them. Each and every one of you is Liverpool bastards.
For an added bonus, and I'll put a fiver in the pot if you get this right. How many goals did he score?
It's 260 something.
Down 10. 250 something.
That was close.
Have a guess at the exact.
I seen it not too long ago. So it was 250 something. It's 56 then. No, what is it?
I'll give you one more.
3. Yeah.
53.
Yeah.
Another fiver in the piggy bank. We'll give it to him. Number 7. What year did Loud win the All-Ireland?
Which fucking one?
They only won one football All-Ireland.
No, they didn't.
They did.
No, the most recent one was 57.
That's the one.
Yes, so. Captain by Damon O'Brien. O'Brien. Loud man, an RD man.
Good loud man, good RD man. Up RD, well, according to Gavin.
Yeah, yeah. He was a musician too.
Was he?
He toured America.
He did not.
He did, him and his accordion.
Fair play to him.
The Turf Man from RD, yeah, was his favourite song.
At least he could get into the country.
Not like you, you bastard.
Oh, you, fucker, yeah. Question number 8, talking about the United States of America. What is the biggest state in the USA?
It's either one or the other. It's either Alaska or Texas.
Call it.
Alaska.
You got it right.
Oh,
oh man. This one's easy. Now I'm questioning myself. You've had to go easy on me next week. How many strings has a bass guitar?
4.
Yeah.
Well, it depends.
Well, traditionally, yeah. 4. And then number 10. Who was the drummer in Led Zeppelin?
John Bonham.
Got it.
Yes, sir. How many did I get wrong?
1.
5 for the key.
Yeah.
Well, you give me the Wayne Rooney one.
Yeah. Thank you. For the goals.
That was a tough one there.
Yeah.
Give me one more.
Oh, off the top of my head.
Off the top of the cairn.
I can't ask that question because I'm not even sure of it.
Right. Right, yeah, enjoyed that. Enjoyed that. I'm going to ask you a question now. Some of the questions that we've asked the guests. What is your go-to fast food?
You know, I'm a serious man for spuds. I'd put an awful dent in a pot of spuds, so I would.
What would you go for now, a kale pink?
I'd go for a golden wonder. A
golden wonder?
Yeah. Them new spuds is very nice as well.
Pretty fluffy.
Yeah, they're lovely.
But you can boil the shake of them hard handy.
Oh, you want to make sure you put water in the pot is the only thing.
So who are you telling me to wonder?
Oh, my father was talking about one of my aunties. He's telling a story that supposedly they were working out on the farm and they sent her in to boil the spuds. She threw the spuds in the pot and the only problem is there was no water in it.
Scalded the arse of the spuds.
He said there was a smell in the house for over 2 weeks.
Good belt of a stick she'd want.
Oh, he'd be bet with a shovel.
As
he'd say himself.
What
would be my go-to fast food? Has to be Italian. Italian.
Italian?
Yeah.
Like chip off. Fucking Chinese. Fucking.
An Italian fast food. Pizza.
Mario.
Yeah.
Battered sausage. Oh, jeez, I did one new.
You did. Piss and vinegar all on
your chest. Then give me a... Name me a book, an album, and a movie that everyone should check out.
Okay. There's far too many books I could name.
Just name fucking one.
Okay. Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill.
Right.
An album. Definitely think everyone should listen to Master of Puppets.
Okay.
But if I have to deviate off the Metallica track.
Well, you can go any track.
An album that everyone should listen to. Jailbreak by Thin Lizzy.
That's the track.
No, the album.
Or the album.
Yeah. Or Black Rose. Led Zeppelin 4. And then film Batman The Dark Knight.
Yeah, what a film.
Or Inception.
Yeah.
Christopher Nolan, I know I'm on the...
Yeah. Inception, you need to be in the right headspace, I think, to watch it.
Yeah, other than that, Muppets Christmas Carol or Muppets Treasure Island.
I fucking hate the Muppets. That's the real American in you. Hey?
Love it, eh?
Fucking Kermit with the Frog with his big yappy mouth. Give him a boot in the mouth.
No, I'm sure Kermit had said the same about you.
Never take to the Muppets. I think it's a load of shit. Don't like them. I was more of a Care Bear man.
Were you a bear in the Big Blue House, man?
No, I was too old.
Too old for that.
The wee brother used to watch it. Eating his fucking chickadees, watching Bear in the Big Blue House. I'd come home from school and he'd be watching that shit. But, is that all the questions, Luke?
That's really it, yeah. I'm trying to think off the top of my head.
Yeah, no, back to that album though, seriously. That is a really, really well put together album and you should really, really check it out. Cutthroat, I can't say that.
Cutthroat Culture.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very, very, very good. And again, the boys are playing in Galway. Check out the social media as well. Again, thank you. I know we were kind of rambling there a wee bit, but we're kind of just getting a feel for this. So next week then I'll be asking the questions and we'll do another album and we might do a bit of homework on maybe upcoming gigs and a bit of entertainment. We know Pearl Jam dropped an album there. I did listen to a few tracks, thought it was alright. Might get into it maybe during the week. We might get into a bit of entertainment news as well. Seeing Theo Vaughan's coming. I don't know if I'm gonna be able to swing it, but I love his stuff, eh?
What about John O'Shea? It's been extended.
No one fucking wants it.
Maybe you should throw the name in the hat.
No way.
You wouldn't take that one on. Too busy with this podcast.
Going up to Croco the weekend now.
What are you going to see up there?
That might be loud.
Oh.
Playing Kildare. It might be the only time you go to Crow Park you might win.
Kildara.
Because if we win, we'll be playing Dublin and we'll be hammered. You know?
Yeah, it'll be good.
It could be worse. Calvin could beat you. He's manning the bastard. He's got some scolding.
Oh, settle down now. You're talking out of school, so yeah. We'll see who makes it the furthest.
Well, I tell you, I love it. Kevin Keegan, if Lou got Monaghan.
Oh, that would be right up your alley.
In the old group stage. Who's your money on for the All-Ireland? Tell us. I reckon... Derry, even though they were bet. I think it's all part of Mickey's plan.
I think if they're gonna do it, it would be this year.
I just don't know. The boys are playing football a long time. The boys that won the club championship. You know?
I was gonna say that's the only problem I see is Conor Glass there being one of their star men had a week of a break.
Yeah.
If even.
They were in Dundalk there 2 weeks ago. They were in Rock Salt. Yeah, Mickey took the whole team.
No way.
An abundant session. What, the Black Rock? Jesus.
That would have been some laugh.
I think they all went into the water.
Out swimming
but
in the sea.
I wouldn't be surprised if it's a bit part of the plan kind of thing. Don't show your full hand like they're guaranteed the group stage, you know what I mean? So
Ulster's always going to be tight anyway.
Could pick up a lot of injuries.
I know they're out, but that might actually suit them.
That's what I'm saying. It's all part of the master
plan. What do you think?
Plan.
Kerry, strong again?
No, I'm going with Derry.
Derry?
Yeah, I'm going with Derry. Who are you going with? Monaghan.
Monaghan, yeah. Monaghan. Come on, Monaghan. Monaghan for Liam McCarthy.
Monaghan for fucking
Sam.
Washington Diesel.
Monaghan for Washington DC.
Yeah, well, rambling. Right, we'll catch you next week.
Good night and God bless.
I'd say a prayer for us.
Good luck.
Good luck.